I'm here with Leighton Westmoreland, who just recently been announced as the Lady Rustlers head coach at Central Wyoming College. Leighton, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and Coach, just congratulations on the position, and just so people get to know you here in the community, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, definitely excited to be headed to, Central Wyoming. It's a great opportunity, great campus, great people, great administration. So I'm definitely blessed and excited to get to know the community. I hear the community really loves its basketball. So, I'm very excited to be able to come up there and have the community backing. And so just a little bit about myself, my coaching career started back in 2013. I was a skill development trainer in San Antonio, Texas for about 5 years. That was something that right out of college, when I graduated in 2012 with my bachelor's degree, I decided I wanted to be a trainer. I wasn't really into coaching at the time. So I actually started my own business as a strength and conditioning coach and a basketball trainer. Was able to end up in San Antonio with a company that had kind of already had its business running. And so, especially at a young age, that was definitely a better path for me than trying to venture out on my own. And so I did that for about 5 years. I was, working with youth. I was working with college players. I was able to assist in some pro workouts with my friend that ran the company. He had a very vast pro clientele, and so I was able to do some help with some of his overflow and kind of daily schedule. And while I was doing that in San Antonio, I spent 5 years coaching two different high schools. First 3 years, I was coaching at small private school in the area. Next 2 years, I was coaching at a different private school in the area while doing the player development side. I also, during 2017, I was coach's support staff for the San Antonio Stars, which is was the WNBA team in San Antonio. They're now the Las Vegas Aces. Then, really, really wanted to pursue college coaching. Was able to, unfortunately, wasn't able to land a college job at that time. Just didn't have the experience. So I took another high school job, Texas. Got myself a little bit more experience the next year. I was able to get hired on at a Division III university here in Texas, where I went on as the assistant coach and recruiting coordinator. Did a lot of stuff with social media, branding, recruiting. Kind of had my hands in the works and everything there. Did that for 2 years. Was able to get on at Hill College, which is where I'm leaving now to join the Central Wyoming community. And so I was the assistant here for the assistant here for Hill College this last year. And, had a great year, had a great mentor in Scott Highland. He just successfully completed his third conference title in 4 seasons, and I was able to assist with that. And so, being my first head coaching gig at the college level, I'm definitely excited for the opportunities that come at Central Wyoming.
What are you looking forward most to coming to this community and being able to coach these group of players that you're going to bring in and some that are returning from the previous coach?
What I'm looking forward to mostly is probably just the excitement that comes with new. I've already built some great relationships with the returners that are coming back. They're excited. They're excited for the new opportunity to bring my family, my wife, to a new community is definitely exciting. Taking on this opportunity with a great institution in Central Wyoming is exciting. This type of year, it's typically a very down time. Your recruiting's done. You're kind of gearing up for the next round of recruiting. With the timing of the hire, I'm busy right now. And so for me, that's exciting. So that's, what I'm looking forward to the most is just getting, keeping this excitement through the start of the year and really just be able to experience this new opportunity with everybody involved.
just you talking just about you and just everything. You have a lot of backgrounds, and I think that's something advantageous here because you've done the recruiting. You've done a long journey to get into this position. Just how is that going to help you, especially bring players to Wyoming? Because it is hard to get some collegiate players to come to Wyoming. Just how is your experience and everything that you have learned going to help you get the recruits that you are hoping for to bring them to Riverton, Wyoming?
With recruiting, it's about relationships and getting to know people. At the end of the day, anybody can recruit. Really, anybody can recruit. But can you recruit players that can help you succeed the way you want to play while representing, you know, your institution in a positive light? That's the tough part. You know, I can go handpick, you know, a roster of 15. But, you know, then I ask myself that question. Can they help me succeed? Can they, you know, represent the university, you know, or, you know, the college in a positive light? And, you know, are they good people? You know, my biggest target in recruiting is are you good people? Because if you're a good person, then everything else is going to fall into place. Because I've got the background in development. I can sell anything. I'm a great recruiter. I love calling and talking to people. I do my homework. I mean, just since I've got this job, I've been putting 16 hours in a day, you know, just trying to, you know, be prepared for what's coming. And so the recruiting, it's easy. It's just for me. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to bring in good people. I'm trying to bring in talented, bright, good young ladies that are going to come in and work hard and do what they're supposed to do, and everything else is going to fall into place. I'm confident that with my recruiting and my skill development and everything else I have, that the way it's supposed to work out is going to.
You're taking over a program who has been struggling at least the last couple of years. There's been some COVID stuff. I mean, just everything kind of hitting the wall at once. So what are your goals as you enter this program, as you enter the season that's coming up here? I mean, I say it's winter time, but I mean, this year has just been going by quick. So what are some goals that you hope to accomplish as the head coach here?
I mean, you know, coaching at any level is tough, you know. Kudos to the previous coaching staff and, you know, I know they've got opportunities at other institutions this year. You know, coaching this level is hard. You know, COVID hasn't made things easy. It's really brought in a lot of its own challenges. It's changed the landscape of recruiting. Players are making their decisions much sooner than they were in previous years because of, you know, the uncertainty that COVID has created, you know, and it brings new perspective for these student athletes on what's important to them. And you're really seeing more players stay close to home as opposed to previous years. You know, what I'm really looking to, you know, kind of coming back to your question is just bring energy. I want there to be a new energy in that gym. I want there to be a new excitement, a new buzz. I want people to feel the energy from our program, especially with our style of play that I'm bringing to Central Wyoming. I really want people to be able to feel that new energy.
Perfect. Coach, I appreciate you taking some time. I know, again, you are a very busy man right now as you're getting things settled in for the new season. I just appreciate you taking some time out of your day to do this interview.
No, it's been my pleasure. I just want to thank the administration at Central Wyoming and for giving me this opportunity, and I look forward to representing the community strong.
Perfect, Coach. I appreciate it again, and best of luck to you this season. As that is Leighton Westmoreland, the newest head coach of the Lady Rustlers. We'll be back after this.